All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the book, Tom. Put that on. We should have had that set up. At it. Can you hear me? In yours?
I'm not hearing you. Do you hear?
Okay. Hold on a second here, guys. Technically, it's on my fault because I didn't set it up. Now.
Yeah, we hear you.
Too loud or less?
No, it's okay. Could be a little bit louder, but I hear it.
Okay, great. So anyhow, it's a big show we have. We have Heather on the line, just real quick. Heather, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. So, you know what? I got to tell you a quick story. So when we did the East Lake book, you know, the guy from Salty Dog said, I would love to have East Lake, done. And this is a spiritual story, so I want to have him on when you're on, okay? So then guess who's clicking into me? I said, can you hold on a second? And he goes, okay. And your sister's name? Colleen? Guess who's clicking in to have an interest in doing an ad?
Who's that, Colleen?
Colleen. So I clicked back to him and I said, the last thing you just said to me is East Lake. And you know, because it's east of the lake, I remember I was telling you how they got their name. I just thought that was kind of interesting that, like, within 1 second of him saying, I want to make sure I get in the East Lake book. And then 1 second after he says that, like, he doesn't even complete the word East Lake. And I click over, and it's Colleen saying, hey, I like to do an ad in the East Lake book.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that a little, and then it's odd, or is it God? I don't know if I've ever. So I get back to my friend Fred at Salty Dog, and I say, what was the last sentence you said for me to, he goes, I said East Lake, and then you like said, let me click over. I said, you're not going to believe this. Someone just called me from East Lake. Isn't that like, what do you call that, Eric?
You call it like a mini big, one of those little mini big goals or something?
Put right, in that you know what I thing. Call it? Let's see who knows what it is. I know we're supposed to be talking about your business. But it actually has to do with Nesting Ground Cafe. But I call it an IBM.
Yeah.
Do you know what an IBM is, Heather?
No.
Itty Bitty Miracle.
There you
okay.
go.
It's like a miracle if you think about it. Anyhow, so I just wanted to give you that news. And then, so the Nesting Ground Cafe, you know, you have a coupon in our book, 20% off breakfast, 20% off lunch. You have a grand opening. You guys are directly behind Tire Plus, correct?
Yeah, we're actually behind, there's going to be a new Shell rally station put in. We're actually right behind there, but it's Tires Plus as well.
Okay, good. And then, like, what is your mission statement there to accomplish with the Nesting Ground Cafe? You serve breakfast and lunch. You're open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., 7 days. And if you look at the photos of some of the stuff you put out, it's just delicious looking. So what's your mission statement?
We just want to, we wanted to be a family and work together and just do stuff within the community. So what better way to do it with a restaurant and serving food?
True.
Right, 100%. And how are things going better than you thought? Now, how long have you been open?
We've been open for 8 weeks.
Wow.
So we're very new. But our food speaks for itself. We have an amazing chef, Chef Allen, and he makes everything from scratch, from our hollandaise sauce to our sausage gravy to our biscuits. And it's been word of mouth that we've been, every day it's getting busier and busier because everybody's just loving the food.
That's good. I wish I would have known that. Like sometimes I remember I said, awesome. Is it malpractice that I don't know things sometimes? But like, I would have loved to put everything made from scratch in the ad. Because that makes a difference when stuff is made fresh. It is.
It does.
It's not McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. We make our own corned beef hash. So we take our own corned beef, the boar's head corned beef, and shave it and put it over our home fries. Yeah, we don't do a lot of... We don't do any cans or... We try to stay away from the preservatives. Stay a healthier route.
Great.
So...
Very good.
He comes out with something every week. He comes out with a new special and we actually just did a for the officer that had been passed, Officer Magoli. We did a dedication burger to him, and all the burgers that sold that weekend, we actually donated the money, some of the proceeds, to the family.
Wow.
So,
do you know he had 7 kids, right?
7?
Did you know that?
No, I knew he had the 2. He had a newborn, or about 6 months, and then I think like a 6 or 7 year old.
Are we talking about the guy in Atlanta?
No, this is the guy that died here in Eastlake.
I don't know. No, this is different. So what happened there with him on Eastlake? What was the deal with that?
He was trying to put out some, I believe the story is that he put out some spike strips to stop this DUI driver, and the driver lost control and rolled over him. And he ended up perishing on the Eastlake road here.
Mm. I'm so sorry to hear that. So that's big news in Eastlake.
He was a great man. I personally didn't meet him, but he did a lot in the community. So we wanted to pay it forward to his family. So we were able to raise a couple $100 and donated it to his family.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'd like to make a $50 donation. I'm a big spender. So, yeah, I would love to make a $50 donation to that myself.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So now we're up to $250. You know?
No.
Yeah, because it's a good cause. Yeah. And when you give back, you know, the more you help other people achieve their goals, then you achieve yours. Right? That's have other true. People's best interests, right?
And you've always got to boost people up and stay positive. There's so much negative. There's never enough positive.
Right. So, see the good. The glasses.
Yes,
like it's with gratitude is like an action word. You're not happy when you have gratitude, right? It takes gratitude to be happy. And the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Yes, that is very true.
And then the more you complain about what you have, right, the more you get to complain about.
Yeah.
So then just see the good.
Respect is how you think of things.
Yeah, so I like to say Nest and Ground Cafe, breakfast and lunch, directly behind Tires Plus. Nest and Ground Cafe. Can you say Nest and Ground Cafe?
Nest and Ground Cafe.
Can you say it?
Nest and Ground Cafe.
How'd you come up with the name Nest and Ground Cafe?
It's different.
Well, Eastlake is known for its birds, and all the schools have birds named after them, like the eagles, that sort of thing. So we went with nesting as far as, and also for family gathering. So we went kind of with that in the grounds for the coffee, because we try to keep all our distributors local. Obviously, we went with Boar's Head for our meat, but we wanted to keep it local with Brisk Coffee, which is out of Ybor, and our baker that's out of Largo, and, you know, kind of keep everything in the community and not do corporate, you know.
Perfect.
That is very good. So you pulled the trigger, too. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but she's the one who pulled the trigger on this meal. She was the trigger puller in that family, right? You did. You had the courage. Good, you, yep. you, I mean, really, if you ever wonder, like, when you have a family operation,
yeah.
who's the one that has the, you know, who's going to pull the trigger?
Leap of faith.
Leap of faith. It's a leap and of faith. You were the one.
I have faith.
You pulled the trigger, sweetie. You did.
Yeah.
So you had the courage to do it.
You got to make a step forward in order to get anywhere.
No, right. Stop thinking and start doing.
Yeah, when you can change yeah. what's in your mind, right, your thinking, you change your life.
And that's very true. Mm-hmm.
So in closing, what would you like? We got a guy here that has a jewelry shop. Tell him your name.
Yeah, Milton James. Hello there.
Milton James. And I notice in all the other shows, they actually say who's there first. And then we got Eric from Minuteman Press.
Hello.
And then we got Anthony. He handles insurance. He's a real power player. And he also can take your assurance, like say you go there. He can take the code from your insurance, and he knows how to get your bill down. So if you get a bill for $7,000, he can get it down most likely to $4,000. Because he knows how to negotiate with the companies to get your bill down. And that's important because most people don't know you can negotiate with the insurance companies or the hospitals. And it's good that's to true. Have someone that's an expert in that field that does that for a living to work on your behalf. So we got him in the field, and then we got Tom in the studio.
This He's show is like no other show anyway, so you're doing all right.
Yeah. So, and Heather, in closing, just give us a little good upbeat of one of the specials you got going on there and tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll let you go.
We actually have a fresh pork, the Boar's Head pork burrito, Spanish pork burrito. And it's made with scrambled eggs, home fried. Mm. It's also topped off with a salsa bernardi and a cumin drizzle on top, a little bit of pico, and a pickled onion that he makes from scratch as well. Really, really good, very fresh. So, and we serve breakfast all day.
That's good to know, too.
Good, yeah.
I always wondered why people didn't do that. But yeah, that's a good thing, too. So I see a lot of things I didn't know about you, which I wish I would have known. But like when you're able to tell someone, like, hey, we have a chef that cooks everything from scratch, no cans. I mean, to me, that's the restaurant I want to go to. And that's the Nest and Ground Cafe.
He's amazing. He does wonderful things with our food. So.
And you too, Heather. You too,
Thank
Heather.
Thank you.
And everything's going to work out great for Nest and Ground Cafe. Can you say it one more time, my friend?
Nest and Ground Cafe. Sounds like good food. I got to get out there. My God.
Yeah, we all should go there. We should all just make a day.
It does. Sounds like
yeah,
good food.
You know what? We'll fly in. You know? When I flew in from New York, my arms got tired. Anyhow, congratulations. You are the best, Heather.
Absolutely. These
and did you eat the pancakes?
No, but I got to try them.
Yes. I'm assuming the pancakes are made from scratch, too.
Yes, he does. He makes them with cinnamon, vanilla, and oats. So they've got a unique, real flavorful taste to them.
Yeah, I think, you know what might not be a bad idea for you, is because you have so much wonderful stuff, is that we put together a YouTube thing for you, because we have all the professional cameras and all that. And to put together you saying what you just said, and have a TV running on a loop when people come into your restaurant, like where you wait to sit down or whatever, and have a commercial running all day long when you're open, because and filming him doing the stuff too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? Homemade, mm-hmm. from scratch, no cans. Because seeing is believing. Because what you got going on there, to me, is very enticing.
And we do have gluten-free pancakes and gluten-free options, and we also have the Impossible Burger for vegetarians.
That's big these days. That's big.
My daughter's a vegetarian. So that's great.
He's a vegetarian. And my chef, he's vegan, so he has a lot of vegan things that we do as well. So
very good. So anyhow, thank you for being on the show. Give your address and phone number one more time.
It's 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard, and it's in Palm Harbor. And our phone number is 559-1574 at Nesting Grounds Cafe.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're the best. Do you want us to play a song for you? You have a favorite song?
Not on the top of my head right now.
Okay, I should have gave you a little heads up on that one.
She needs one like I did it my way.
From the Eagles. I listen a lot of 990 rock.
Or the Eagles.
Who's your favorite band?
I like a lot of Linkin Park, Metallica.
Oh, yeah, Metallica. Who's the number one song from it? You know what, whether you're going to believe this or not, Metallica was on my radio show 26 years ago or even longer before they were famous. And I can tell you where they stayed. They stayed on Highland Avenue. Right, they weren't even famous. They were playing at a pub called the Bradford Pub. This is like 30 years ago probably, wow. Right? And they stayed at my friend's house that was played the, what do they call it? Not the lead guitar.
Acoustic.
What's the guitar where you play when it's not the lead guitar, bass. But the bass? Bass. Mm-hmm. And do you believe it or not, they were so cool as people. In other words, you ever wonder like, yeah, so I got to hang out with them for like 3 days, Metallica.
That's cool.
Yeah, so here, good. You got it, Tom? Yeah, so anyhow, we're going to play a Metallica song in honor of Neston Grounds Cafe, breakfast and lunch. And I want you to just stay on, and he's going to play it. And then we're going to go to our friend, the jeweler, who's Rose Jewelers. You know, Rose. How'd you come up with the name?
Wife's name.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
Mine or hers. Guess which one I tell
you. That's it. That's my you know how you stay in a relationship? You just say, yes, dear.
Yes.
Here we go. We're going to get it going, Tom. You ready? He's got it going. He's on the ball here, Tom. This is in honor of Neston Ground Cafe, directly behind Tires Plus, breakfast and lunch, everything made from scratch. Metallica. That's the Neston Ground Cafe. Metallica.
Metallica.
Thank you for being on the show, Heather, if you're still there. You still there? No, we lost her. Okay. Anyhow, so what I'd like to do is, do we have a song for you, too? You play music?
I'm a musician, and what we're lining up to do now is we're doing a show to expose and promote music in Clearwater, especially independent artists. And we also have in Clearwater a lot of famous artists, or people who play with famous artists. So we want to get them out, give them some exposure. And also, we want to promote what's going on music-wise in the town in general, in Clearwater and the great area. But the show is going to be called The Sounds Around Town. And we're coming on 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Thursday, so people can listen and find out where to go out. And also, we have so many talented artists. I'm a musician, as you say. And give a chance to expose some of that music, to have some guys come on, say who they are, where they're playing, if they have original music, to play that kind of thing. And just bring out and support the arts in Clearwater. And Rose's Jewelry, which is my wife and I own that in downtown Clearwater. So we're sponsoring that show and using it as an opportunity to expose a musician. So that's what we're all about.
That's great, you know.
Good story.
Yeah, you know, I watched that America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have cried a few times.
Oh, they got some talented people.
Right, because there's just these nobodies, mm-hmm. right, that are better than the real deal. And though there was this one girl that sang, she was 12 years old. And then when you looked at the two judges, they were tearing up too.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that
yeah.
if you see someone tearing up and you're thinking of tearing up, that causes you to tear up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool to get unknowns exposure.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why the show does so good.
Yes.
Have you ever watched that, America's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I can't tear myself off of it watching it sometimes at night because the entertainment is so good.
Right. Yes.
And we have a lot of that talent right here in Clearwater and in general Tampa Bay area, and people are looking for a chance to expose themselves.
And that's what you're doing. It's fantastic.
Like, yeah.
Do you have a song you like us to play?
Yes. He has a couple songs. He's going to play a little bit of both. We also have a business called Custom Songs Service, where we produce custom songs for people. So if somebody wants to have an anniversary, want to wish the wife a happy anniversary, we let them create the content and we promote it and do a sound.
Well, I'd like to place an order with him on that.
That's different.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd like to pay for it for you,
that's
actually.
Different.
I mean, this. Do you have an anniversary or something coming up for our family?
I do. My wife's birthday's coming up the 12th.
Of when?
April.
How much does it cost?
It depends on what we're doing. It can go anywhere from $150 to $300.
I like $100.
Like $100. Okay. That's a better price. Okay.
But I would like to pay you for that service for my friend Eric.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And do it really nice for the birthday.
Yeah, we'll do it real nice. And what I need to do is just get some...
Hopefully your wife ain't listening, because I'd like it to be a surprise.
Her sister's in town right now, so she doesn't need to
So all I need to do is get some information from you, a little bit of your history and things like that, and what style of music you like, and we'll put it together.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay.
And we can pay you today. How's that? Not later.
I am totally happy with that. I'm not
cash
upset
is king,
about that.
Right?
Cash is king. We can give you cash, too.
Yeah. Okay. Then I just need your information.
Okay.
Is that a deal, Tammy? Tammy's the big boss.
I can write a check, or I can go to an ATM. Or I can cash app, whatever.
A check is fine.
All right, I got
that's
it.
Yes.
It's better than the checks in the mail, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Good one. Yeah.
Okay, Tom, so with your permission, Tom, can we play the... song for the Rose.
Yeah, this is a song written for the Hurricane Irma. Someone wanted it.
I had the hurricane blues just the other day. I had the hurricane blues just the other day. Irma, she was angry and she was coming our way. So I went to a shelter met so many people who care. Yes, I went to a shelter, met so many people who care. Working together, my blues didn't have a prayer. Working together, let the blues go away. Working together, let the blues go away. Let's work together, people, just like this every day. They could be people of all kinds. What kind as they could be? Could Mother Nature be reminding us that we all just one family? All working together, let the blues go away. All working together, let the blues go away. Oh, let's work together, people, just like this every day. Working together, let the blues go away. Oh, working together, let the blues go away. Oh, let's work together, people, just like this every day.
Fantastic. You know, we're 106.1 FM, right? So 105.5 is the number one Arbitron rated station right now in the Tampa Bay market. Mm-hmm. One click up is 106.1. So what we're hoping is, like, why I like playing music like this, mm-hmm. is someone's clicking from 105.5 and they're going to the Eagle, which is
107.3?
I think so. Is that the Eagle? Right. So we're hoping, like, to play music throughout our show. Mm-hmm. So someone's clicking over, we can catch them with a song. Mm-hmm. And this song, I guarantee you, caught at least, they like a fishing thing. With your song, we caught 100 people at least.
Well. Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, you're a talent.
No, people like jazz.
People like jazz.
Jazz.
I like jazz, like, when I go out to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just more, to me, the jazz. It's relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's relaxing.
And you can even play it with the soft jazz. You can actually play it to meditate, to go to sleep. Because it's such a beautiful sound.
Yeah, it's lovely. And just to let you know, too, we'll be playing jazz, blues. In other words, there's a whole variety of music going on in this area. So we want to give an opportunity to all different kinds of music. You know, and, sure. and personally, cool. I play all kind, too. Want to encourage, especially independent artists, to come out and get to hear your song on the radio. You know,
you circulate the music, mm-hmm. you get to percolate.
Okay.
I say in the sales world, it's called circulate to percolate. In other words, the more people you get out and see,
yeah,
the better chance you have to percolate deals.
Good point. I like it. Circulate to percolate.
Okay. Anyhow, so that's it. So just closing, talk about Rose. Mm-hmm. Then I got to get my friend Anthony on here.
Okay. Well, Rose's Jewelry, we're sponsoring the show, The Sounds Around Town. And we're located in downtown Clearwater, right near the bus station there. And we do all kind of jewelry. We do custom jewelry as well. So I like to say we do custom jewelry and custom songs. So, but we do any other kind of jewelry repairs, the normal stuff. But a lot of people come to us if they want, they have a dream ring or something that they want created. We create it.
That's it. So make your dream come to reality.
Right. Exactly. Both in song and jewelry.
And I hear gold is in these days.
Yeah.
Gold is in these days.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Brian, for the opportunity.
Oh, that's right.
And you must come in when I get my show going.
And I'd love to be on it with your permission.
By all means.
So. Right, and I'm going to sing because I'm a singer.
Oh, hey.
I sing at weddings.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, I sing not at the wedding, but you know, when they get the
divorce. You can take that invitation back.
Yes. I think some people heard him before.
No, really. Do re mi. Ready?
Boom, 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 boom. Do re mi.
Do. And I also play the ukulele. Anyhow, do you know what the one plate said to the other plate?
No.
Dinner's on me.
You got to get you on a comedian show.
That's it. All right, so thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Okay. And if anybody wants to give me...
Who's the decision maker, Rose or you?
What's the store's name? What's the name of the store?
Rose. Yeah. See, I think I'm wasting my time talking to him. Rose is the big boss.
And if anybody wants to call us, especially any independent musicians out there who want to get some promotion, feel free to give me a call at... give my number 475-0030, or you can email us at the sounds of I'll give you it again the sounds around the town at gmail.com.
who can wants to make it? I'm serious. I'm going to give $100 paid today, not tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What was in his phone number that correlates with the radio show? Anybody can guess that. You know, it's $100.
Really?
Yeah.
The 300.
That's right. So I'm glad. You write yourself a check.
Sure. Yay.
But if you know, the phone number for the radio station is 727-441-3000. What's your phone number?
475-0030.
So, but you see how you have the 300?
There you go.
Three zeros and a three? The last four numbers?
Yeah, it's true.
Times that by two, divide by five, times six, and guess what you got? You got 727-804-6082. It just happens to be my number.
All comes back.
All right. Sounds like lottery.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
God bless. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
And we're not, I get it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you ever need printing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. I've seen you in searching around for stuff, so I will.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely.
We'll be in touch, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll get with him, and we'll write you a check now for that.
I'm going to put you in touch with that lady too, that does jazz on Fridays.
All right, so write him a check for $100.
Okay, cool. And I just need your information too, because I'm going to have to call and get some information.
And this is happy birthday.
Right on that card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a deal, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Who thought you would stay on the radio show, you get paid, because you're an entertainer? And then my buddy here, he makes something really nice for his wife, too.
That's a win-win.
Okay.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
We'll be in touch.
All right, yeah. Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
The non-paying customer? My non-paying customer, Anthony. How's it going, buddy? Put your headset on, you deadbeat.
Oh.
Anyhow, it's really good to see you. You bring a lot of joy. So anyhow, we had this beautiful... beautiful luncheonette thing sent from a really fancy place that had all these fancy cold cuts. You know, like the Italian, I can't even say the names, but like there's fancy.
Fajuta,
you know, I always forget that.
Mortadella.
Stuff I don't buy because they don't sell it at Save-A-Lot. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was just like, wow. So we didn't know it was you, right? So on the show, we were going with Anonymous because it didn't say you. So, everybody was like on the show. We're all trying to figure out who sent it, right? Did you listen to the show?
No, I was working.
Okay. So anyhow, so then it was just like a mystery. Who sent this beautiful cold cut platter with all these famous cold cuts. And you know, it was sent with a lot of homemade bread too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So it was just real classy what you did. So I had to call down there to find out that it was you.
Yeah, so and it down. Police. They're fantastic. They've been on the air forever.
Right. I actually did business with the father for years.
Felice,
the guy. He knows me and Bo. Him and Bo and me and him were really close friends. And he catered my Christmas party. And it was the best from all the times I did Christmas parties. He had meatballs that size.
Oh, wow.
You know, like twice the size of normal meatballs. He had sausage and onions. We had veal. Like little trays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I was putting out 400,000 magazines in 20 different markets.
Before the world took a tank?
Yeah, in 2008. It took a tank. And to be honest with you, just, since I'm an honest, transparent show, I also had a drug problem at the time, too. So it was a little bit of both. You know, I haven't done a drug in 26 years. So
wow.
I go to AA. I mean, I'm not supposed to say that. That's right. So I shouldn't have said that. But I go to a 12-step program.
Fantastic. Good for you.
But when I was at my height, we were the largest circulated publication in Pinellas County. It was called The Little Book. We out-circulated the Sunday St. Pete Times.
Wow.
Because you ever hear that company Advo where they get the, you get like the Winn-Dixie flyers and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just inserted in that.
Okay.
So it was called Marriage Mail. But Felice, right, you know, was like a $2,000, $3,000 catering job we did for our people. And still to this day, and I hope I don't insult my other customers, but still to this day, the greatest like catering job that I've ever seen from a presentation standpoint of knowing the guy was a lovely man, too. But like everything was made from scratch, and so it was like it brought back memories when you sent it from Felice.
Best mozzarella in town. I've been going there for almost 40 years, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, so I love him. I mean, he's a good person, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. As a person, I really cared for him. He was a good man. And he had that Italian accent, too, so he was the perfect guy, actually.
Oh, to make you.
Yeah, like you call a Chinese place, and an American goes, what do you want? You know, right. I want to hear, oh, is this racist now? Oh, my God, I got to be politically correct. All right, but I'm saying, if I'm sitting at a Chinese restaurant, I want a Chinese person coming out to serve.
Right, yeah.
But is that incorrect politically? No. Can it be?
Because they do it the best. They know,
you know what I'm saying?
They know their culture.
Oh, I'm so worried now, this cancel culture. That you got to be so careful what you say.
Well, you offend the millennials get offended by breathing, so it doesn't matter what you say. You know what I
so
mean?
True.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, so anyhow, so tell us what you got going on, Anthony.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on now. You know, the president extended the special enrollment period, so you got to rerun a lot of people's quotes to see if they get to save any more money, or some people may lose money. Yeah, he extended it until August, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So that's the ad we should do for you.
Because it was April, right?
Yeah, it was April.
No, I'm not saying, like, but that's the message you want to get across.
Really, the big message is, you know, just
make sure. I didn't know that, though.
Just make sure you're reviewing everything. Make sure you have the right coverage. The biggest problem we always find is, you know, people really just don't understand what they have and don't have.
And
it doesn't matter whether it's private insurance, you know,
right,
group insurance, on the exchange, you know, really just that education of knowing. We get a lot of questions of, biggest thing, can I call the hospital and negotiate my bill? Yeah, you can.
Right, and then they just raise prices on you without not even knowing.
Oh, yeah, they do.
This is amazing, because I'm going with this thing that there's an expert in every field, right? Mm-hmm. So if I need printing and signs or whatever, you're the expert in that field.
Yep.
You know the ins and outs of it from trial and error, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Making mistakes, absolutely. Right?
Hey, Brian. Yep. He did my wife's new business cards, and I'm so jealous that I want to throw up my last box of business cards and go, literally, they're absolutely gorgeous. She just designed our new business sheet, and I'm like, we got to send it to Eric to print it up. They were fantastic. We awesome. Went to an award ceremony with our company, and they're just like, wow, where did those come from? I'm like, Eric.
That's about.
Awesome. Yeah.
Because I have this bakery lady, right? Mm-hmm. She's the president of the... What is she president? Oh, Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Her name is Phyllis, right? So we're at I'm at the the event. I'm not speaking good today. So I'm there and all that, and I overhear her saying, I don't have business cards. Because they were putting the thing I had out, right, for business cards. This is a year ago, right?
All right.
So then I get this, I say, let's get her some business cards. Because she does so much for so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the president of the chamber not have business cards?
Right.
Right? So I get these cards made for her. She has a bakery company. She bakes. Hmm. She's a professional baker. So we give her the cards, right? So here's the thing. You think you give something away, right? Like you did with the call cuts, fancy call cuts. You know what she did? I got, Tammy, I wish she was here. She made me a $100 carrot cake. Cool. That was huge. Like, it was just a huge-ass carrot cake.
Very nice.
Right? And it just shows you, anytime you think you're giving something away, it comes back to you.
Yeah.
That's why in the Bible, yeah, it actually says it's better to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like with that guy there, because now that it's public knowledge, but for me to give him an order to make you happy, right? Anthony, what he did last week anonymously made us happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, that's the way it should be. It's just purpose. It's ongoing, right? And it gives meaning to life.
Yeah, and look for opportunities.
Right, it's a happier way of living. And then, like, he was on the phone, if you don't mind me saying this, yeah. Anthony was on the phone with my son. He just got a bill. And I said, you know, there's a guy that comes in that's an expert in that field. So you hire that person. You need printing,
right.
You hire the expert.
Absolutely.
Why do people try to avoid experts?
That makes no sense.
Because there's
tell
a
me
lot
why.
Of...
Why would someone say no to you? When you know, like, someone's in... if you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
I'm going to pose the question. Anthony's the expert in getting people's insurance lowered. And then you offered the services. Has someone said no to you?
All the time.
And then do you wonder why?
Not anymore.
Tell me why. Because help me. Because I need to know mentally.
Well, here's the thing. What I do is scary to people. It's personal. Yeah. And there's so many people that dabble in health insurance. It's not their focus. You know, they do health insurance and this and that. Or, you know, I only contract with this one that... You know, a lot of people have bad experiences. I had a bad experience. That's how
I think everyone has, yeah.
I got in this business because of my heart, and my wife and I went through that bad experience of coverage and not coverage and bills all over the place and being scared. So, you know, people have what they have and they're comfortable with it and they don't want to know. A lot of people just think if I'm paying more, I have more. Or if I can see my doctor, I mean, we had a lady the other day who I asked a question, I'm going, why did your doctor order 5 MRIs instead of sending you to a specialist? And that's a primary care physician.
Okay.
Just to rack up bills.
Right, and that's what happened with my friend. And he said, I can say this, Floyd. Wow. He has a bad shoulder. His shoulder went out, right? Because he fell on his motorcycle, right? So then he couldn't get up. So by trying to get up, he had to like, whatever, his shoulder went out, right? So he goes in and they do an x-ray. He's like, why would you do an x-ray? He's saying this to the doctor. Don't I need, for this seriousness of a thing where my shoulder came out, don't I need an MRI?
Right.
So he's talking with the doctor this way, and he's sharing this with me, right? So the doctor comes out after he had the discussion with him, and he billed him for the x-ray. He says, oh, you need an MRI.
Well... Okay, I think
those x-rays are bold.
Maybe to start her.
No. So they have a protocol that needs to be followed. You know, there's step by step the way the insurance companies work so they can do the billing and the reimbursement to make sure that, you know,
okay.
Hey, listen, I come in, you know, my shoulder hurts and there's nothing wrong with it. So they're not saying there was anything wrong, you know, something wrong with it, but there is a step-by-step protocol. And a lot of times it does make sense because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, they Google it and, you know, they're dying and, wasteful tests and wasteful things. So it does happen. It's not always...
That makes sense, so it does.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then like they do at the dentist too, you know. they offer the x-rays and all that for free, right, to get a new patient in for the dentist, right? So for $59, you get the cleaning, but we'll throw the x-rays in for free. Is that true?
Most dentists, finally, actually, in the last year and a half, dental insurance has gotten really good. For a long time, you paid a lot for a little. There's some really good coverage out there. All dental insurance should cover your cleanings, your x-rays. You know, that's just, you know, but there's some really good coverage out there with some really good, you know, networks. I won't say any because I work with them all. but it has gotten very competitive out there. Pricing's got competitive. And dentists have gotten really more flexible with patients now because I don't know if it's the demand in the market or it has gotten a lot better. And there's some really good, you know, dentists out there.
I'd like to talk to you about that after, so maybe sign up for it. Can you interview Eric on what he does?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Good to see you again, Mr. Eric.
What's going on?
Not much. Just happy to be here today. So I see you got something over there with some bills on it. What's that? Yeah. Tell me about it.
Might be a little game we have to play. It's called, I call it Trump.
Oh,
because
okay.
Because it's Trump money.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if it got anything to do with the game. But
it's okay. I like it.
But it's Trump money, you know?
So, okay.
But it can see. Mm-hmm. So how the game goes, it's called EDDM, and it's Every Door Direct Mail.
Okay.
And what I've heard is last year with the COVID and all that, mm-hmm. people have really been sending a lot of mailers out, not just EDDM, which is Every Door Direct Mailing, but mm-hmm. flyers, catalogs. And I've heard it more than once, and this has just been probably recently in my lobby just saying, hey, man, you helped me save my business. And I was like, wow, what do you mean? You know? And they're like, all these flyers, and because we weren't able to go door-to-door. You got to use other things besides Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's tangible. People keep it laying around.
Of course.
You know, and we're like a one-stop shop with EDDM because it can be complicated. There's paperwork to fill out. You got to take it to the post office. And it's funny, we're just talking about dentists a minute ago because dentists are doing that with me mm-hmm. and some restaurants and pizza places, and they're absolutely just making a huge comeback of getting their name back out there through mailing and such.
They don't have to do any mailing, they don't do the zip, it's all...
Exactly, from start to finish, you know, we can help them out from, you know, seeing what their biggest ROI is, mm-hmm. you know, on return, because sometimes it could be less instead of more. We also can help them out with their marketing piece. Sometimes they have it ready to go, or we can design it. And then mm-hmm. you got to have a call to action to it, anything. Some people do all this stuff, and there's no call to action. So it's like, don't waste your time. So we kind of nicely say, hey, here's how we can help you market. Because even though we print, that's our machine, I guess. But really, we're a marketing company, and that's how we help people. So from there, you know, we help them with the delivery, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. Pick out the right route, unless they want the right route. And then we also help them bring it to the post office for them and fill the paperwork out so they don't have to deal with any of that stuff. And then on that, we make sure we track it for them. Some, it might be like they're having an outing on a Saturday.
Okay.
So, you know, it's time sensitive. Sometimes they want to make it go out on a Tuesday so it hits the mail on a specific day, like Thursday. It just,
gotcha.
Just depends, you know.
Okay.
Dentists are like that. People are doing outings. Depends. So you got to put – it's kind of like a puzzle you got to put together for them, you know. And it can be – I don't know why the U.S. Post Office makes it so difficult. It doesn't make any sense, but they do it where kind of people stray away. So we kind of partnered with them and take that headache away from them and make it user-friendly.
Bulk mail through the post office is not friendly.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's weird because I do so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to explain how to do their own job, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Now, what's the average amount of, like, if I was going to promote my business, you know, how many people in the area do you have an average zone, or how do you guys look at it breakdown-wise?
You know, I mean, well, you can go two routes, in a sense. You can go bulk mail, you can go EDDM. EDDM is more like route-driven. You pick routes out, and you can pick routes out for, I got a restaurant right now that wants to just go towards people of 55 or older. So you can track down just that. You can get that Pacific on EDMs.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You can probably even get a Pacific where you just, like, you might want to just niche a certain market.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get down the bulk, that's even more niche than just a route. It goes right down to the individual. You know?
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit more money. I think it's around 30 cents per piece. EDDMs are around 19. And then also I partnered with another company where I can do flyers and leaflets and things for like 6 cents a piece, which really helps out like the restaurants, pizza
places.
That's
fantastic.
And people just really trying to start their business and promote mm-hmm. it and get it off and running. You can hit a lot of homes and stuff, you know. Because like I said, people sometimes will throw it in a drawer. They'll look at it later. It's tangible. So that's kind of like in a nutshell how EDDM works. Do you want to play a little bit of a Trump game?
Sure, let's
do it. See if you win any Trump money.
Let's do it.
Because everyone Has been doing social media. You know, it's very hot. I do social media. Yep. I actually...
I don't.
You need to then, because we do it all. It's one-stop chat. We do it from printing, mailing, social media, the whole thing. So here's some stats on EDDM, direct mailing for people out there. So blank percentage of people surveyed say that receiving mail is more personal than the internet. Survey says 50%, 60%, or 70%.
I'd say 70%.
There's some Trump money for you.
All yes.
Right. Number one. He's got number one down. Number two. Blank percentage of consumers say they prefer direct mail for branding communication because they can read it at their convenience. 53%, 63%, 73%.
73.
Man. Some more Trump money. All right. This one should be pretty simple. Okay. Because I told you what it was earlier. So... EDDM, does it stand for Eric Delivers Daily Mail, or Every Delivery Does Matter, or does it stand for Every Door Direct Mail?
Every Door Direct Mail.
Oh, man. Cashing in on the Trump money. All right. Blank percentage of consumers have made a purchase because of direct mail advertising.
Ooh, that's
50%, 60%, 65%.
I'm going to say 65% because I've done it at least once or twice.
That's it, man. This guy's 100 for 100.
All right. Missing the game.
Wanna
play?
All right. All right. Tammy's in for the game. We got some more questions, so we're good. Excuse me. So, blank percentage have tried a business for the first time as a result of direct mail. Is it 30%, 39%, or 40%?
Ladies first.
39%.
Oh, there's some Trump money for
you.
Wow.
Thank you.
These got to be hard or something. You guys are just nailing them, man, and they're kind of all random. So, all right, here we go.
We stole your folder.
Blank percentage of online searches are conducted because of print marketing campaigns, including direct mail, advertising, flyers, and catalogs. Is it 50%, 60%, or 70%?
That's a good one. I'm going to say 60.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'm going to say 60.
All right. You guys are both winners.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I think I might be out of money already. Okay. Got a couple more. So, because of direct mailing, blank printing meets social media. And what I mean by that is there's a program out there that will actually track your mailing out there now through social media. It's pretty cool. It came out about a year or so ago. So is that 1.0, 2.0, or 3.0?
TikTok.
2.0 is it.
All right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. How about we get how we can contact you, Eric, at Minuteman?
Absolutely. You can contact me at 2475 East Bay. We're right off Starkey. Number is 727-535-3800. Stop by and see us. We'll take care of you.
Awesome. And that's for any of your printing needs, anything you could possibly need for marketing.
Absolutely.
And Anthony, how can we contact you?
Compass Health Consultants, 727-303-9979.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you so much to everybody who was on the show today. Guys, go check out Nesting Grounds at the Ridgemore Plaza. And have an awesome day, Tampa Bay.
You too.
All right.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.